This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Congressman Murphy, Hillary Clinton's campaign has been hampered by concerns about her use of a private email server to send classified information, something the FBI called extremely careless. And we had a recent transcript leaked showing Clinton saying that it is important for politicians to, quote, have a public and private position on issues. You've said you trust her 100%, but most Floridians don't. So my question to you is, why should they trust you, given your unqualified confidence in a presidential candidate that 6 out of 10 Americans say they do not trust?
Well, Secretary Clinton has already apologized for what she did. And she made it clear that she regrets that decision and, in hindsight, wouldn't do it again. And that's a lot more than you can say about Donald Trump. You see, I trust Secretary Clinton with the nuclear codes. My opponent, Marco Rubio, made it clear. Not only does he think Donald Trump is a con man, he went on to say he doesn't trust Donald Trump with the nuclear codes. So I don't know what's changed from now to then, but I believe that Secretary Clinton is as qualified as anybody we've ever had to fill this role. She will hit the ground running on day one. And you compare that to Donald Trump, who's as unfit and unqualified as anybody we've ever had for this office, who is bragging about sexually assaulting women. Right? You see the vast amount of women that have come out recently with these charges. It is shameful to me. And I don't understand how Senator Rubio can look himself in the mirror and still stand by Donald Trump's side after everything that's come out about him.
Well, I would say if Congressman Murphy trusts Hillary Clinton 100%, he's in rare company, because not even Tim Kaine is willing to say that, and he's her running mate. The second thing that I would tell you is I don't trust either one of them. And the job of a U.S. senator is not to blindly trust the president because they happen to be from your own party. The job of a U.S. senator in our republic is to represent their state and to fight and uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Well, there is Marco Rubio. This was from the debate the other night here in Florida between Patrick Murphy and Marco Rubio. I think he's still the future. Marco Rubio, was just at the wrong time, in my humble opinion, coming up against the juggernaut of one Donald Trump, and also the miscalculation of the groundswell and how to communicate that message to a disenfranchised America. What do you think, Scott?
Well, I think we saw a better idea of who he is towards the end. Mm-hmm. And even now in this clip, I think you get a pretty good idea. I think beginning throughout the running, I think he was trying to, he wasn't being himself. Mm-hmm. He was being a representation of what he thought people wanted to see. Because if you remember, towards the end of the primary, he started giving really impassioned, speeches and answers and stuff during the debates, and he didn't back away from any of his competitors, and I think that showed a little bit more a better idea of who he really is. But I think he got caught up in the "I need to be what people want me to be."
Well, let me ask you something. Based on the WikiLeaks releases of emails, it was clear the Democratic Party wanted to go up against Donald Trump. They looked over that field of 17 very powerful people, and they did not want to deal with a lot of them.
Well,
and they felt from the get-go that if they could influence Donald Trump, if they could influence the Republican side and go up against Donald Trump, that everything was going to be in their favor. Again, I think on their hand, not quite judging what was happening at the groundswell level. What do you think?
To be fair, I think there were 17 Republican candidates that also wanted to go up against Donald Trump.
Right. No, so, you're exactly right. But you add the media into it, the machinations of the Democratic Party and Hillary and her machine going against there. I mean, was there some thumbs on the scale there to where they got exactly what they were looking for? They wanted to go up against Donald Trump. And I think that's the study that will come down the road and clearer understanding. Maybe we might find that out. But, hey, that's the way the game plays and a little bit of the small ball. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. It starts at the ground level, grassroots type. These elites that have been running our country into the ditch, do so for their own gain, if you think not. I mean, America has got to go into this with their eyes wide open. Let's get out of the emotion. Let's step back for just a moment, take a pause, and consider the offerings of these two candidates. Now, our next guest is going to take a look at Trump's economic plan. Will it truly make America great again? Alexander Markovsky is with us. Alexander has an interesting background. He is a Russian emigre who holds degrees in economics and political science. And he states that despite substantive ideas, Trump and his advisors suffer from conservatism. Let's welcome Alexander Markovsky to Bill Martinez Live. Alexander, welcome. Good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Well, great. You know, thanks for inviting me.
No, good to have you here. I mean, you're saying that, like anything, there is a place and time for certain philosophies, and we look over the landscape of America and where it sits today, coming off of 8 rather disastrous years, economically speaking. I mean, we've got to do something, you know, to loosen things up here. But you're saying conservatism is not the answer.
Well, what I was saying, you know, they suffer from conservatism of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking in a rearview mirror at the economy of mass consumption, and they think that they can stimulate the economy by pumping cash into it and increasing consumption. You know, that's not going to work. It's already gone.
Mm.
And we are about to enter a new phase of capitalism that I call economy of mass prosperity, if we ever get there, of course. Mm.
How do we get there? I like the idea of the economy of mass prosperity. How do we get there?
Well, in my book that I wrote was published about 6 months ago, that I call it Liberal Bolshevism, America did not defeat communism, she adopted it.
Yes.
And the book outlined wide range of issues that we are debating right now during the elections. And one of the issues is economic, and I had the whole chapter on economy, and put out a good program how to reignite the economy and move from socialism back to capitalism.
Right. Well, no doubt, you know, to your point, Alexander, that, I mean, we've got people in the inner workings of our government that are avowed socialists. So we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, you got a guy like Bernie Sanders coming out, and look at how much attention he created and how he challenged Hillary Clinton. Had it not been for the Democrats rigging the system to make sure that she was the one, was the last one standing, you know, we could have had Bernie in place. And now, go ahead.
Bernie would fit perfectly into a Democratic Party because it has converted itself into Social Democratic Party.
And that's my point. That's why they was he was able to gain so much momentum, because it's already preformed that way. But basically what it exposed to the rest of America is that the Democratic Party has really gone to socialism.
Exactly right. So, and somehow we have to go back to capitalism if we want to live in prosperity. If we can, instead of being unequally rich, you know, these people are trying to make us equally poor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the thing is, don't you think Donald Trump is moving to capitalism? Because I mean, I see it that he wants to get America working. I mean, the very backbone of his economic plan is we've got to jettison jobs. We've got to bring jobs back to America. We've got to create new jobs. And what's happened is the Democrats, what they have done is they've interfered with the job making process through regulations and policies that make it more difficult. I mean, I challenge Hillary Clinton. You know, she's so often talks about her dad being an entrepreneur and a businessman. I would think that if her dad was alive and he was running his business today, he'd be talking to his daughter and saying, look, it, you know, this is not good for me or America or the other business people here. You're making it more difficult. You're not making it easier.
But they're not, they're making it difficult intentionally.
Yes, exactly.
Intentionally. Mm-hmm. Because the way they want to impose socialism on this country, unlike their Russian predecessors, who use bloody violence, you know, and mass murder to get there, these people came up with ingenious solution they replaced violence with dependence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the more people depend on government, the more people will vote for that government.
Yeah. Well, they hijacked our treasury. There's no doubt. I think it's in some cases people would look at it and say it's rather genius on their part that they were able to delude the Republican Party and the media into putting everybody, including the media and the Republican Party, into this you know, nice, comfortable, warm jacuzzi that they've slightly heated up along the way, and America is getting cooked in the process.
Oh, yeah, that's very well put.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Very well put.
Yeah.
Yes, so what in my economic, it's a broad economic plan, but one of the key components is privatization of infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the difference between our economic situation today and, let's say, 40, 50 years ago, back then, only government could build projects on the scale of Hoover Dam or interstate highway system.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, private enterprises, corporations, funds accumulated enough money that they can build projects on any scale. Therefore,
exactly.
Why should government be involved in building, maintaining, and administrating infrastructure? Private enterprise can do it a lot cheaper.
Right. And they could actually get it done on time. Imagine
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But the challenge that you have here is with government's tentacles involved, now you got crony capitalism because you already know the innate nature of one Hillary Clinton. She's going to reward her friends. I mean, Barack Obama did this. I mean, it was very well documented for those that supported his election in 08, for every dollar that they bundled for his election, he rewarded them with $27,000 to $28,000 in ROI for each dollar that they put into his election committee. That's a pretty good return. And this is the nature of today's politics in this country. It's quid pro quo. You got to call it for what it is. It's been there. It's been forever noted. You know, people want to act, you know, today that they're a little bit shocked of what Hillary Clinton did when she was Secretary of State with the Clinton Foundation. In many regards, people are not surprised, and maybe that's why they're not as outraged as they should be.
Well, that may be true, but what do you expect from socialist government?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what they know. You grew up with it, so you know, right?
Well, to me, it's a very familiar picture.
Yeah.
I've been inside that monster, and I know him well.
Well, Alexander Markovsky is with us. He's a Russian emigre. He was born and educated in the Soviet Union, so he knows from which he talks about. And we are discussing the economy here in today's America. And what are we going to do going forward, ladies and gentlemen? We've got more from Alexander on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores all have to eat. Yum!
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
I can call you Betty. And Betty, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a part of the team is waging the good fight to get this country back on track. Our conversation with Alexander Markovsky continues. He is the author of the book Liberal Bolshevism. America did not defeat communism. She adopted it, no doubt. And I guess this is the head scratching that you're hearing across this country, Alexander, is that not only across this country, but even in Europe, the very thing that they realize and are running away from themselves, they go, what is wrong with these crazy Americans? I mean, it didn't work for us. How do they think they're going to make it work, right?
Absolutely. 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 I'd like to say one question that you raised, Neil. Why would government agree to privatize infrastructure? That was a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, it's not going to be easy because government, local and federal, monopolize this sector of economy.
Exactly.
You see, I recently drove across Washington Bridge. I was traveling from Boston to New York. It took us 2.5 hours to cross this goddamn bridge.
Mm.
And it cost $15. So it occurred to me, hey, wait a minute, why don't we have another bridge next to it? And then what I discovered, that they collect $1.2 billion in tolls per year.
Yes.
You know, you could build another bridge next to it.
Easy. $1 billion,
okay?
Right.
But why would they do it? It's a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
So they can charge whatever they want. If they have another private bridge next to it, there will be a competition. Toll will go down.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no purpose of building another bridge. And who cares if people wait for 2 and 3 hours?
Exactly. No, you bring up an excellent point here, but this is the issue. And these are the kind of the reminders of, you know, of why we're frustrated and why government is not working for we the people, Alexander. And I believe what is happening is a little similar to what, you know, went on in Britain here recently with Brexit. That is that the groundswell of people were, you know, sticking their heads out the window and saying, you know, I've had it and I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, they're so frustrated about the way their government is not working after all the money. I mean, here we are. We're $19 trillion in debt. Probably before Barack Obama gets out of office, going to look like $20 trillion.
Sure.
The greatest amount of debt that any single president has accumulated. I mean, this is his legacy, what he's done to this country. And I cannot believe that America has endured this kind of torment for 8 years. And they're seriously considering doubling down and saying, hey, look, it's I don't know what it is. Maybe we're masochistic. And we think another 4 years of the same policies that'll probably be, as some suggested, even worse than what Barack Obama had to offer.
Exactly. You know, I don't know how we're going to pay that $20 trillion. That's, if you think about, it's probably everything. If you sell every house, every factory in America, you probably wouldn't get $20 trillion.
Right.
So how are we going to pay for it? It's a huge task, and nobody is talking about. Neither Trump. Well, I don't expect Hillary to talk about it.
Well, certainly not.
But
well,
Trump isn't talking about it either.
Yeah. To your point, it's so far it's like a snowball, and it's so far down the hill that it almost has to, you know, end up in some, you know, catastrophic situation for the people to address it, because they're not even at the point, Alexander, where they're saying, okay, you know, like that old saying, when you're digging a hole, you keep getting deeper and deeper, you know, the first thing to do is stop digging the hole, you know, put the shovel down.
Yeah.
This government can't do that. They're just so, they're so addicted to spending the people's money that nobody wants to drop the shovel. They keep digging the hole. And so we've got to find a way to call time out on this government. I mean, it almost has to be in a sense of like a Chapter 11, a self-imposed chapter 11 to where these politicians can't spend any more money, that we really start looking at things line to line. I've suggested that we're getting down to the end of the fiscal year, right? I think it's the end of October for our government. I have said that even 60 days out, there should be a presidential edict. Let's use the phone and the pen for something, and let's make a presidential order to say, look at no more spending. We're going to freeze all spending for the next 60 days. Do you imagine how much money we would save just doing that? Because during the last 60 days is when everybody starts clearing out their budgets. And you get stupid things, you know, people paying $10,000 for a number two Ticonderoga pencil because they've got to evacuate the budget in order to justify the following year's budget, which was insane to begin with. So let's just compound the insanity, right?
Well, that would be a good start.
Mm-hmm.
But what is missing here, that socialists, they're building socialism following the Lenin script. For the most part, they did not invent anything. They're just following what Lenin wrote.
Right.
And he said, and Lenin wrote, in order to build socialism, you have to destroy the wealth. And in order to destroy the wealth, he said, debauch the currency and destroy the basis of society. That's what they're doing. They're trying to debauch the currency.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're raising that debt higher and higher. And by their estimation, it should collapse, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, they will keep doing it.
Right.
It would collapse because they need to destroy the wealth.
Right. Well, the only thing that saves America right now is because everybody else is doing so poorly, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, that's what that is an impediment to what they are doing because everybody else is doing so badly.
Right.
So, well, it looks not so bad compared to others. But as Ronald Reagan once said, that's why we created the United States of America. So we are not going to look like others.
Well, we have an opportunity. I mean, we the people have... You know, basically, we have been asleep at the wheel. And I understand in part, Alex, why, people have been trying to survive over these last 8 years. They're working, you know, two, three jobs in order to, you know, put food on the table. We've got a working class, kind of a dark shadow working class that's not even participating in, the whole process in terms of taxes and that sort of thing because they're working under the table. And, because they've got to get $3,000 a month one way or another to make sure that there's beans and potatoes on the table for their family. I understand that. But this is something that, has gotten so complex the longer that we've been in this situation that we've got a lot to overcome. The next president of the United States is going to have their hands full on all levels, not only the economy, but you've got a divided government, a divided people. You've got threats all around this, and they're no longer existential. They're living amongst us, these threats that threaten our national security. So the next president's going to have their hands full, no doubt about it.
Well, it depends who next president's going to be, because it may well happen the next president will continue or double down on the same power.
Well, that would be insanity, wouldn't it?
Well, not from their point of view.
No,
they're getting where they want us to get there. They're getting there.
Mm.
Romney complains that 47% of Americans who are not paying taxes would not vote for him, now it's about 50.
Yeah, without a doubt. The numbers have greatly increased because you've got an entitled America that has been groomed by this socialistic imposition on our political thought process, and clearly it's having its impact. Alexander Markovsky has been with us. He is the author of the book Liberal Bolshevism, America Did Not Defeat Communism, She Adopted It. It'll be linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live.
Listen, would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, you've got the email address. Let us hear from you. What are your thoughts, huh? Interesting what Alexander Markovsky had. Here he is. He comes from, you know, a socialistic communism background. The difference, you know, it's not much difference. Socialism is kind of, the next step away from communism. Many have said, hey, forget about it. Step away. It is what it is. And here it is. America is knocking on the door, much to the surprise to many, particularly in Europe, that look and go, wait a minute, what is America missing here? What are they seeing? I mean, we have so much respect and regard for Americans and their form of government. In fact, to the point that it is a magnet, and many people want to come to America because of the freedoms that are offered here. And here we are. We're just, treating our freedoms in such a way that it just doesn't matter. Like, we're not even respecting what we have here, and we're putting it all at risk right now. And why? Because we're ill-informed. I mean, our institutions, our educational institutions have been hijacked, and they're telling our young kids. I mean, it's really, in a lot of ways, it's kind of interesting, because we have an indoctrination of young people in the Middle East. And I don't know if you saw that one video of the, and this happens, you know, this celebration they have of these young kids that in Muslim nations, that have, they do training on how to be young jihadists, okay? I mean, these are 4 and 5 year olds. Well, if you've been conditioned, and this is just isn't one class, this has been going on for a long time, okay? And you got these young kids that are conditioned to hate. And it's interesting, because they will, on one hand, say, after that they don't hate, that they're a party of love and respect and that sort of thing. But you just watched
this orientation or this indoctrination, kind of this celebration of their class and going on to their next year of schooling, and they're teaching them how to hate Jews and Christians, that they're there to kill and do what God's called them to do. I mean, this is what they've been raised now, and this has been going on for generations. So how do we combat this? This is why what we're in the middle of in the Middle East isn't going to be resolved in taking over Mosul or Aleppo or doing that sort of thing. I mean, this is all part of the journey. We have hearts, we have minds of the people there at the ground floor level, which many of the generals, including David Petraeus, realized that as much of this war, as much about the war, not only were bombs and bullets, but it also had to do with the psychological impact and people's thinking. And here in America, we got a bunch of, as what Zig Ziglar would call it, stinking thinking going on that is kind of goofy. You know, it's kind of like this situation, and you know, thank God for Justice Ginsburg. We need Justice Ginsburg to speak out a little bit more often on these issues, like Colin Kaepernick, and just saying, wait a minute, it's disrespectful. And I mean, it was kind of funny because the media was a little bit surprised by her blank out statement, you know, just straight out statement like this. And this is what you've heard me talk about in my culture, the way I was raised. You know, your grandmothers, the abuelas, in the community, they would speak up and say, are you picking crazy? You know, I'm going to throw a rolling pin. I'm going to throw a chancla at you until you get the idea not to do that stuff, whether it had to do with, you know, people being in gangs, doing something that would be deleterious, something that would be disrespectful for the family and what the reason, you know, for being was all about. You didn't go around and create havoc and create wars and kill people just cause. You know, grandma was going to say something about it. And if you did something disrespectful, she was going to call you out on it. And you got to know that if grandma said something, you know, that was it. That was in my culture, because what followed, like I said, was either the rolling pin from the tortilla board or a chancla. In either way, it was to set you straight. And Justice Ginsburg went a long way, I believe, in making that statement, that sober statement to Colin Kaepernick and others, to say, look, it's, you know, that's unacceptable. It's disrespectful. Now, I understand that you may have feelings, you know, about this country. Well, then be part of the solution. Don't add to the problem. You know, if there's a problem and you see an injustice, then stand up for it. But there's a place and there is a time in which to do it. And to do it at football games, you can see what is happening. America is checking out. Look at the ratings of the NFL right now. I mean, they're in the tank here because Roger Goodell, I believe, mishandled this situation. Understand, you know, there's free speech and that sort of thing, but you have to do it in the context of the organization that you're working for. And so now what the NFL has said is, look, we're politically correct. We're all kumbaya, and we're just going to go along. And there's no respect of this country when you look at the men and women who are involved as you know, as viewers of the NFL, who will go to a game, pay the high price ticket and concessions and all that, and for what? To be told that something that they were raised and believed in was wrong. You know, those that have served our country, you know, they want to honor the flag. You know, and why do they want to honor the flag? Because they know if it wasn't for vets, there'd be no NFL. Okay, we wouldn't have the freedom to be enjoying a, you know, an expression of amusement like the NFL or any other major league sport, which these guys get paid a ton of flipping money for. And here it is, their response is, okay, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to use this stage, and I'm going to teach you what you need to do. I think there's better ways to do that. But here we are. We're revolting once again. But we need to do this in such a way that is constructive. That's my encouragement to the Colin Kaepernicks and those that want to raise their fists up in the air, high school students who are on board suddenly because they see the example of these professional stars and think, okay, well, that's the way to do it. But, you know, part of the problem is these young people, just like what's happened in the Middle East, where you got these young kids for generations that have been trained up to believe that, you know, Muhammad is the way, and they should go ahead and kill all the infidels or enslave them and impose a big tax on them until they can't pay it anymore, and then we'll kill them. You know, so that's the essence of Islam, sadly. And some will say that's radical Islam. But, you know, it's there in the Quran. I don't know how to edit it out of their pages any way, in much the same way that you can't edit pages out of the Bible. I'm not asking them to do that. All I'm saying is that, look at, and they're not going to be honest about it because that, again, is part of the culture. They've been raised to lie about it until they take over. And look what's happening. I mean, we see this clearly. Again, this is this reproduction that we see happening in Europe. And this is why Europeans look at America and go, what are they thinking? I mean, we knocked down the walls. We became a globalist. We listened to our politicians. They said, hey, it's all for, you know, all for one, one for all. Let's just knock down the walls. We'll let everybody in without any kind of condition whatsoever. We'll just let them come in. Well, what are you bringing in? You're bringing in people with their own ideology, their own rule of law. They believe in Sharia. They don't believe in the U.S. Constitution. We already have that taking place here in this country, evidenced by honor killings and other things that are conditional and are a part of the Muslim faith. So if you're going to come to America, you know, if you just look and consider what, you know, what our statement of citizenship, you know, what is it that our citizens promise to, you know, promise to do as part of the, as part of, you know, being involved now and becoming a citizen of the United States, you know, you have to disavow, you know, all association with any enemy, whether it's domestic or foreign. And you also swear allegiance to the America, you know, the United States of America. But what's happening is people are coming in and that's irrelevant. I mean, it's like as if we say, okay, it's okay. You can cross your fingers and tell us one thing and we'll just believe you. And then meanwhile, the experts, the security experts, people who have been in this business for a long time have seen this kind of, you know, ridiculous policy in place saying this doesn't work. You know, it endangers Americans. It endangers its very citizens that they're supposed to protect. And, you know, somehow, you know, somehow it's okay. Well, it's not okay. But, you know, our leaders aren't going to get it until we push back. This is why this election is so critical. We've got a chance to make a big statement back to these politicians who have taken over our country, have hijacked it, and turned the pyramid upside down. It is about us. It is not about them. We the people, a government of, for, and by us, but we need to exercise that right.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girl sent you hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch.
I'll tell you again, this country back on track. It's turning into a full-time job, let me tell you. You know, it's 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Thank you for joining the Good Fight with us. Got an interesting topic here that we're going to be talking about, and it is one, yes, that happens in church. People do talk about this. They ask the question, can I smoke pot? Well, we're going to take a look at marijuana in light of Scripture, and I couldn't think of two better guys to have with us to talk about it. Tom Breeden, who has a master's in divinity from Reformed Theological Seminary in Washington, D.C., is currently licensed by Blue Ridge Presbytery, the Presbyterian Church in America, currently serves as the pastoral intern at Grace Community Church in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Mark Ward, Jr., who received his Ph.D. from Bob Jones University in 2012, he now serves the church as a Logos Pro at Faith Life. And I got to tell you, I recommend Logos Pro. I use it. It is an awesome resource. I am so grateful for the gentleman that turned me on to it. I was looking for a web-based, you know, software program for the Bible. And if you go to our website, you'll see a banner ad there for Logos, and highly recommend it. Mark and Tom, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
Thanks for having us. Doing well.
Well, good. All right. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it straight on. I mean, Christians they've been dealing with this for a number of years. This hasn't been something just happened in the last couple of weeks in light of, these propositions that are before several states right now, including California, in terms of legalizing marijuana. We already saw what happened in Colorado. And Colorado, of course, many Christians there. And they're saying, hey, look, I don't have a problem with smoking pot. What do you say?
Right. So one of the things that we try to do is not address so much the legalization questions as whether or not using marijuana was sinful, because it was such a directly biblical question, and it was the place that we felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of our place. It's been an interesting conversation. We'll have a chance to unpack this a little bit more, but we felt comfortable leaving some some gray areas, some Christian wisdom, a desire for research and learning more when it came to medicinal questions. Mm-hmm. But when it came to recreational use, which is what a lot of the conversation centers on, we couldn't find any biblical support for recreational use of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. But as some would say, and now was this Mark or Tom that was talking to me? Right
oh, this
now?
Is so, Tom.
Tom, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, you know, some would say that, you know, God made pot. It's natural. It's legal in more and more places. Christians are allowed to drink alcohol. So, you know, what's the issue of pot? And especially considering that marijuana and its related product, hemp, was such a big part of our country early on. I mean, I think it's well documented that our U.S. Constitution was written on hemp paper, right?
Boy, that's a new one on me. I haven't heard that one in particular. And uh-huh. But I would say, not only would some would say that pot is created by God and therefore good, but I would say that God created pot. Mm-hmm. And our book, Can I Smoke Pot? Marijuana in Light of Scripture, with Cruciform Press, just brand new and out now, mm-hmm. Really makes it that an important point that in order to discover what the good uses like hemp rope or hemp cloth or hemp paper are, mm-hmm. we have to start with the recognition that everything God created was good, including the marijuana plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, as Mark had just said, Mark, you know, you talked about the medicinal use of pot, which we're realizing more in our culture, in some states, the use of medicinal marijuana is accepted. From the medicinal angle, you seem to support that more than the recreational.
Yeah, as Tom said earlier, we definitively do not support the recreational, both because the federal government right now still forbids it, and Romans 13 tells us to obey the government, mm-hmm. in no uncertain terms tells us that God put them there for our good. But as far as medicinal use goes, we are two theologians and biblical exegetes, and we are not medical professionals, and so we are not recommending any particular medical uses or saying that particular compounds are good in this amount. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. We're saying that from the biblical perspective, we can see several reasons for allowing that question to be asked and for that scientific pursuit to be made. So, for example, in Proverbs 31, the Bible speaks of strong drink being used for palliative care. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows the verse that Paul says to Timothy, take a little wine for your stomach's sake. And we believe
mm-hmm.
that there is a parallel there. That means it's not just the wine. Whatever substance can give you medicinal benefits without, you know, undue harm, we believe that that's one of the good reasons for God creating many substances. And we're open to the idea that marijuana is one of those substances.
Mm-hmm. And, Tom, the big issue for people of faith is, you know, am I offending God? Is it a sin? And where would you draw the line on it being a sin, or where it would not be against God's will?
Right. That's a good question. So one of the not only did God create everything good, but also we know, as the story goes on in Genesis 3, that the fall happens, sin comes, and as a result, all of this good creation is now corrupted by sin. It's not up to its original design, and so that means that there are uses of good created things that are going to be inappropriate. They're going to be sinful and offend God, and so when it came, especially in our discussion of recreational use, talking about the parallels between drunkenness and being high, why exactly does the Bible condemn drunkenness so hard? Mm-hmm. And it really comes down to issues of self-control, that drunkenness takes away self-control. People don't think clearly. They don't act well. They don't do things that they would otherwise do with a sober mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would draw that parallel with marijuana, that when you've used it to a place that you can't think well, that you can't make sound and wise decisions, then you're not honoring the Lord.
Yeah. Whether it has to do, Mark, with, sober judgment and thought and behavior, or is it that now you're enslaved by the very thing that you started to use for either medicinal or recreational purposes, whether it is pot or drink, right?
Right, yeah. Paul most definitely says that even though all things are lawful for him, and of course he doesn't mean that adultery is lawful for him. He means all the good things that God has given us are lawful. Like in 1 Timothy 4, he says he's given us these good things to be, and if we say, if we shouldn't forbid food and drink, he actually says that's a doctrine of devils. But he says not all things are expedient. So one of the ways I try to put that in the book and working with Tom here closely is that just because God created something doesn't mean you should stick it in your mouth and light it on fire. You know, God created uranium and God created poison ivy as far as we know. You know, we don't know if before the fall it had a different structure. I don't know. But we don't stick everything God created in our mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom, you know, in terms of that understanding that, you know, God made all things good, that I guess that's the sober question and consideration when you ask this, you ask these questions, smoking, is it a sin to smoke marijuana, permissible to use it recreationally and medicinally? Then you have to ask the foundational question, if it's honoring God or if it's violating, and anything that violates man's freedom is dishonorable to God, isn't it?
Right. I think that's a good point, that being enslaved to a substance is not God honoring. And so if a use of marijuana creates enslavement, if it takes away that God given freedom, then yes, we're not honoring God well with that.
Well, Mark, and also if it makes you less than, I mean, this is the thing that I have grown to appreciate, the God who created heaven and earth. He's not a less than God. It's always more than. And if the result of whatever behavior that we do causes us to be less than, that's in violation of his purpose that he has for his creation, isn't it?
Right, and you make me think of the end of 1 Corinthians 9, where Paul compares us to athletes, and he says, don't you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? And he says, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So Christians have set up before them this great reward. God is the God who invented pleasure. He's not His goal here is not to deny us all the good pleasures that are available, but to give us the greatest, highest, and lasting ones. And Paul, in that very passage, ends that chapter by saying, therefore, he disciplines his body and keeps it under control, lest after preaching to others, he himself would be disqualified.
So, Tom, what's the bottom line takeaway of your book, Can I Smoke Pot Marijuana in Light of Scripture? Are you still leaving it up to the individual in terms of freedom of choice and that, or what is the bottom line takeaway?
Bottom line is that the scriptures are sufficient for what we need to know to live a God-honoring life. And so when we make decisions about marijuana, we don't make them as individuals, but we make them by diligently studying the scriptures and submitting ourselves to God's teaching.
So, Mark, you're saying it's an individual choice.
Well, we say that every individual choice is constrained by various authorities. And right now in America, the federal authority says no. And the only safe way for a Christian, bottom line, is no. When it comes to medicinal use, we think there are better ways to get good compounds into your body or healthful ones than smoking. So if you had to boil us down to one word, which theologians are not usually want to do, we're going to say no to pretty much every one of your listeners.
Well, the conversation will continue. Thank you for the book, Can I Smoke Pot?
Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
hunters, anglers.